This weekend, artists, dealers, collectors, and critics are all heading to Florida for Art Basel Miami, now the most significant and buzzy annual art fair in the country. Dozens of satellite events surround the fair, including one exhibit made up entirely of gifts. No, not gifts like Christmas presents. GIF, G-I-F. GIF stands for Graphics Interchange Format, those short digital animations of images on a loop, like digital flipbooks. They're all over the internet at this point.
It's shiny and it's flashy and it's relentless and it never stops moving.
They can be amusing, briefly, and then usually annoying.
I can't stop this feeling.
Like that dancing baby in a diaper, which was everywhere for a while. The Oxford English Dictionary just named GIF the word of the year, and Alicia Zuckerman says it's time to take these unserious little images seriously.
For Johnny Mischief, it all goes back to those dancing babies.
You know, those dancing baby GIFs, I feel like they were promoting like an insurance company or something, you know, and it was really weird. He's dancing around, kind of shaking his booty. Yeah, it's creepy.
That was in the late 90s. Now Mischief blogs for the New York Times and is an all-around man about the internet. And he's putting on a GIF festival. It's called Moving the Still.
Some people are going to be looking at some of the submissions for the show and think, what the heck? this isn't art. This isn't anything, you know. So hopefully the show can kind of elevate the GIF to the next level.
Social media is a big part of why GIFs are getting so much attention now, because they're so easy to share.
The GIF really needs that. You know, this is like such an era of wow me in the least amount of time that you possibly can, because I don't have time to like invest in your stuff. It's like the prove it to me generation. If you haven't roped somebody in within 2 seconds, then you lost, you know?
The festival is part curated and part open call. Thousands of submissions have poured in on the microblogging site Tumblr, and Mischief has seen them all.
If it sucks me in, then I can look at it for, you know, upwards of a minute, which, you know, internet time, that's like years.
I think the Moving the Still exhibit, it's all fitting in with the zeitgeist. This is, in some ways, the year of the GIF.
Art critic Carolina Miranda says GIFs are showing up everywhere. The Guardian newspaper posted a real-time stream of GIFs during the debates. And last week, a new Britney Spears video was promoted with a GIF.
I think what I personally love about a GIF is how lo-fi and crude it is.
One of the artists invited into the show is Alex DeCorte. He mostly works with physical objects out of his studio in Philadelphia. He'd never made a GIF before Mischief asked him to. He used techniques from vaudeville and cartoon animation to make a series depicting hands interacting with a candlestick and a purple rubber glove.
You know, you're looking at these gloved hands. The colors are kind of garish. It's a little funny. It seems like a nod to some of the works made by conceptual artists like Bruce Nauman in the 1970s who did video works that involved hands.
This festival is all about internet art. And the funny thing is, the internet plays almost no role in DeCorte's life.
I spend, you know, maybe less than an hour on the internet a week. I don't know. I get so bored. I'm like, I don't know what to do on here. There's nothing on there, you know.
What? That's crazy. That's nothing.
That's the conceptual artist, Joe Kay. He started his GIF with a photograph the artist Cindy Sherman took of herself.
The image itself is a fairly attractive woman kind of lounging on a bed. It looks definitely vintage and dated.
From there, he went for straight-up simplicity.
If you recognize that it's a Cindy Sherman photo, of course you have the expectation that it's going to move. And then subtly and quickly, she starts blinking at kind of an awkward pace.
The coolest thing I've ever seen.
Johnny Mischief is crazy about this GIF.
They're so stunning, and they're so subtle, and it just adds this life to these existing works.
But critic Carolina Miranda is not as impressed.
I thought that was cute, but how many times have I seen a GIF on the internet that involves someone blinking? Yesterday, I saw Picasso blinking. I've seen pictures of Frida Kahlo blinking.
The show is a hybrid. It brings together serious art and pop culture.
The festival kind of brought out this different type of GIF making than what we usually do at BuzzFeed. Some of the GIFs are very, like, way more art-driven and, like, performance-driven than I've seen on the internet so far.
Kritika Mallikarjuna created one of the most popular GIFs of the year with her colleague Chris Ritter. They made it for the website BuzzFeed. They were inspired by Beyoncé's Single Ladies video. It's called Sassy Obama.
The Sassy Obama, I think I saw it on Tumblr probably like no less than 36 times by different people who had shared the image. So it's basically Obama's head on this hand-drawn woman's body swaying sort of suggestively back and forth. And there's something about the movement and the smile on Obama's face that kind of says, hey, yeah, I did it, you know, like, back off.
For election night, Molly Cargineau was putting together a list of alternative jobs for Obama in case he lost.
And I thought to myself, he should definitely be a Beyoncé backup dancer, just because two immensely cool people that captivate like America's imagination should definitely be together in some kind of way.
She has a theory about why a gift like this got so popular.
Weird internet is good internet.
The team behind Moving the Still wants to keep that weirdness, and they also want some attention from the art world. Carolina Miranda thinks it's working.
It's nice to see a show like this in Miami during Art Basel and all of the other fairs, because you basically have every collector, every curator, every art writer descending on the city to see what's happening. And part of what's happening is the GIF, and it's nice to see digital art getting some show.
For Studio 360, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
The Moving the Still Festival is part of Art Basel Miami, which is going on right now. You can find out how to see it online and see the GIFs from the story at studio360.org.